We are up to Simon Tov Kuf Chav Dalid. We'll be doing Tov Kuf Chav Dalid as well as Tov Kuf Chav He. Tov Kuf Chav Dalid. Ein Olin Al Gav Ilan. There are a bunch of Gzeiris Terabanan that we have on Shabbos, and they apply on Yontif as well. You're not allowed to go up on a tree because you may pull off a branch. Lo Rochin Al Gav Behema. You cannot ride on an animal because you pull off a branch to hit it. Lo Shotan Al Pnei Amayim. You're not allowed to swim because you may build some kind of float. Vlo Mesapkim Lahakos Kafal Yorech. You're not allowed a kafal yerech. You're not allowed to bang on the yerech, on the knee, v'lo metapchim, on the lap, v'lo metapchim la'akos kafal kaf. You cannot clap hands. V'lo merakdin. You're not allowed to dance. V'lo donin. You cannot be done. You can have a din Torah. V'lo mekachim. You're not allowed to be. You're not allowed to marry, to be mekadesh. Velo konsin, mekachim is erusin, knisa means chuppah, means nesuin. Velo miyabmim, yibum, velo megarshin, gerishin, velo cholzin, chalitza. Velo makdishin, you cannot be makdish something on yontif. Velo machrimim, you cannot make something a cherim. Velo mafrishim, trumas and maisis, you cannot separate trumas and maisis. And this is even something, this also includes taking challah. The exception is something that became chayiv in challah on yontif. So we learned you're allowed to be mafresh the challah on yontif, but otherwise you're not allowed to. Hagov din pidyon aben kedino b'shabbes kein dino b'yontif, where we learned before that we don't make a pidyon aben on Shabbos, and the same would go for yontif itself. Also, we learned there that in all of these cases, say you're not allowed to be mekadesh and megarish and. He makdish something, although you're not allowed to do it. If someone did, b'di'evet, it is chal. It takes effect. Shchiv meira de tokav le'alma tuva, shari le'garash afilo b'shavas. Someone, a shchiv meira, who looks like he's going to die immediately, he's allowed to give over the get even on Shabbos. Obviously, the get cannot be written on Shabbos, but if he had a get that was written from before Shabbos, he can actually do the nesina. He can give it to her on Shabbos itself. Now, why is a shchiv merah in such rush to divorce his wife? The standard case is that she's going to need yibum. He's got a brother. They had no children. He's got a brother, and the brother will be miyabamer, and she does not want to marry the yavam. Sifta simin tov kuf chavhei, halvos yontif nitna li tova bedim. When you lend someone money on yontif, the halachi, or you lend someone something and he therefore owes you the money, the halachi is that you're allowed to be toveah him in Beis Din after Yontif, even though there's a man diyomer in the Gemara that says that you can't, because otherwise people are gonna write on Shabbat on Yontif. The halachi is adarabah, the other way around, that if you don't allow halvah, so people who need things will not obtain them. Siv Beis. Yeah, we also learned that you should not say halveni, you should just say tainli. Sibbeis, shchiv meirah detokav le'al metuva, excuse me, sibbeis, gaboi tztoka, govim me'achatzeris b'yontif. The gaboi tztoka we're talking about here are not collecting money. You don't collect money on yontif. What they're collecting is food. So they can collect me'achatzeris b'yontif. They can walk around the chatzeris and collect. Avol lo yachrizu k'derech shemachrizu b'chol, el govim b'tzina. They don't go making announcements all day, which is what they do otherwise. What you do is you just walk around from chatzir to chatzir. Elagovin bitzina venosna tochekam, they put in their lap, umachalkim lechol shchunu shchunu b'fnei atzma, so that they do not collect too much food, and that chazal asid, even though the halach is that you're not to be machriz the dvar mitzvah, that does not include announcing that there's food to be distributed, food to be collected, excuse me.